This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
A Justice Department investigation of police practices in Ferguson, Missouri, confirm what many in the town say they already knew, a pattern and practice of discrimination by police against African Americans.
Powered by News One.
And BlackAmericaWeb.com News is brought to you by the Home Depot. Help your favorite HBCU become a grant $50,000 winner in the Home Depot's Retool Your School program. The clock is ticking, so vote today at RetoolYourSchool.com. It is Wednesday, March 4th, 2015, and even before Michael Brown was shot, Ferguson's minority community complained repeatedly that they were profiled and harassed by local police. Well, it has been confirmed as a Department of Justice investigation examining 35,000 pages of records from 2012 to 2014. While 67% of Ferguson's residents are African American, they made up 93% of those arrested and 90% of people given citations. When an officer pulled someone over, 85% of the time it was an African American. When police used force, 88% of the time it was against African Americans. And this last September, a month after Michael Brown was killed, they were demanding new changes in Ferguson and that there were reformations in the police department and hoping for the police chief to step down. As of now, nothing. Congress has ended its seven-week impasse on funding the Department of Homeland Security as the House voted yesterday, finally, to pass a $40 billion spending bill that does not do away with the president's immigration programs, and this will last for the year. Today, opening arguments at the Boston Marathon bombing trial. And this is 23 months after a pair of explosions at the Boston Marathon. Opening statements begin today in the trial of the accused bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. Today is March 4th, 2015, and it is the 22nd birthday of Bobbi Kristina Brown. As she still lays in a coma, and there is a lot of conversation about what will happen to Bobbi Kristina, but there is word that there is a new reality show in the works. And the latest is that Bobbi Kristina and Bobbi Brown were not involved in the planning or making of this reality show. It appears that Bobbi Brown's sisters are the ones who are working to make a reality show happen. Ray Rice, the embattled running back, got back a portion of his 2014 salary by coming to terms on a settlement, and he has been awarded $1.5 million in wrongful termination funds. And this is a question some men may be asking, some women talk amongst themselves. And the question is, am I normal? A new study on the size of a man's member has answers for men. A new analysis of penis sizes will help reassure many people that you are normal. They say that men worry about their size even when there's no cause for concern. And a new study by British investigators reviewing 17 published studies that included more than 15,000 men. The average length of a member at rest is 3.6 inches. The average length of one stretched is 5.3 inches, and the average length of one, which is erect, is 5.2 inches. Get your rulers out. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.
Need somebody to help you stretch it, right?
Not that I know of, but okay.
To stretch and measure? No.
You need help? Oh, all right, player. Those are your headlines. Once again, I'm saying
15 before the hour.
Back further. Go back further. Go outside. Go all the way outside.
And get your magnifying glass.
Keep going.
Now jump rope. There we go.
Ouch. 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 Ouch.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.